Thank you, Basil, and good morning, Milsey. President Trump and Canadian PM Trudeau are closing their 8,900-kilometer-long joint border to what they're calling non-essential travel as the deadly coronavirus outbreak continues to spread. Trump this morning.
Now, it's not affecting trade. It's non-essential crossings. It won't affect trade at all. It was just something we thought would be good for both countries.
So commerce will flow, but for the most part, people won't cross borders. He suggested the same thing might be announced possibly later today for the U.S.-Mexican border. All 50 U.S. states and the District of Columbia have now confirmed cases of the novel coronavirus. Trump says the U.S. Navy is deploying both of its 1,000-patient hospital ships, one on each coast, to treat non-virus patients.
Those two ships are being prepared to go, and they can be launched over the next week or so.
New York State's Governor Andrew Cuomo is against New York City instituting a shelter-in-place order like the one in and around San Francisco. Instead, he's focusing on businesses statewide.
No business can have more than 50% of their workforce report to work outside of their home.
Right. What about the financial markets? What's happening there?
Well, Milsey, Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says for some industries like the airlines,
this is worse than 9/11.
That is as the toll on business translates into job losses and layoffs. For example, Marriott, one of the world's largest hotel chains, is furloughing tens of thousands of workers as it closes hotels worldwide. Restaurants nationwide resorting to takeaway and delivery orders. The owner of a New York City diner was asked,
is it sustainable to just fulfill takeout and delivery orders?
No.
His business down 95%, so his message to Trump is,
we need help now.
That's why Trump and Mnuchin talk of sending every taxpayer a check, the amount to be determined, to help tide them over. That's part of the proposed trillion-dollar stimulus plan that excited Wall Street. At least it did yesterday. Today, global fears returned. Our markets tank. The Dow closed down 1,338 points.